Hello and welcome to DVB English News. I'm Joe. In this week's headlines, Independence Day Amnesty, Laos assumes ASEAN chairmanship, number of internally displaced people surpasses 2.6 million, landmine casualties reported in every state and region. The regime granted an amnesty to over 9,000 prisoners and 114 foreigners to commemorate the country's Independence Day on January 4th. It has yet to be determined whether any political prisoners were released. Crowds gathered at Yangon's insane prison expecting to reunite with their loved ones. The Assistance Association for Political Prisoners states that since the 2021 military coup, a total of 25,730 people have been arrested, with 19,930 currently in detention. Laos took over chairmanship of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations from Indonesia on January 1st. It will oversee a troika with Indonesia and Malaysia, the previous and future chairs of ASEAN, in order to find a political solution to Myanmar's crisis. Debbie Stothard is the founder of ASEAN Burma, an organization that promotes human rights and democracy in Southeast Asia.
Hopefully the troika will somehow mitigate or prevent any potential damage that Laos may do, any potential damage that it may be considering to aid the illegal junta in Burma.
That was Debbie Stothard, the founder of ASEAN Burma. The diplomatic efforts of ASEAN have failed to contain violence in Myanmar since the 2021 military coup. Mean Online has refused to implement its five-point consensus to stop fighting as he agreed to in April 2021. The Thai government has vowed to support Laos's efforts as chair. Both countries met with regime representatives during the Track 1.5 dialogue last year. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs stated that since October 26th, over 660,000 people have been displaced due to fighting nationwide. This brings the total number of internally displaced persons, or IDPs, to over 2.6 million. David Eubank is the director of Free Burma Rangers, an organization providing humanitarian assistance to civilians.
I don't think at any level since World War II have we seen fighting like there is now happening in Burma. And by our estimates, there's over 3 million internally displaced people since the coup. That's people who fled. Now, maybe some have gone back home. We still count. Anybody had to leave is over 3 million right now in the last 2 years.
That was David Eubank, the director of Free Burma Rangers. The UN report added that 82,000 IDPs in northern Shan State have received humanitarian assistance since Operation 1027 was launched by the Brotherhood Alliance Against the Military on October 27th. The UN Central Emergency Response Fund will provide $7 million to help the most vulnerable people in Myanmar. The Landmine and Cluster Munition Monitor report released on December 28th states that at least 384 people have been killed and 161 have been injured by landmines and explosive remnants of war over the last year. Landmine usage is reported to have increased significantly, with most of the casualties being in Shan, Ketchin, and Karen states. Yeshua Moser Pungsuan is a researcher at the Landmine and Cluster Munition Monitor.
There's been a dramatic increase in armed conflict throughout the country, and with that, there has been a dramatic increase in the use of anti-personnel landmines. Anti-personnel landmines are used by virtually every combatant group in the country, as well as the Myanmar armed forces. It is one of the headlines of our report this year that we are now seeing contamination and casualties in every state and region of the country.
That was Yeshua Moser Pungsuan, lead editor of the Landmine and Cluster Munition Monitor report. And that's all for this week's headlines. I'm Joe. Stay tuned to DVB English News on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. Follow us on Spotify, Audible, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, or YouTube Music. We are available wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.